Remember that time?
When there was just nothing better than being a Republican governor.
I'm the king of the world!
Yeah, kind of like that. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Remember when it was almost a given that the next president of the United States,
or at least the Republican candidate for the job,
was going to be a Republican governor or a former Republican governor?
Scott Walker of Wisconsin, Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, Rick Perry, Texas, Jeb Bush, Florida, Chris Christie of New Jersey.
How the mighty have been humbled. This was not how it was supposed to be.
John Kasich, a sitting governor, former congressional committee chair, the voice of experience in a subordinate position to a reality TV star.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
And at this time last year, even Michigan's Rick Snyder thought he had a case to make, building a dark horse presidential bid.
That crashed and burned amid a poorly worded statement on refugees, the Flint water crisis, the Detroit public schools debacle, and a scathing investigation of the Grand Rapids veteran home that all cast a dark cloud over his governing skills.
But a Republican governor at the top of the ticket in 2016, for many, it was just meant to
be. It was.
Think back to 2012. Mitt Romney, former governor of dark blue Massachusetts, was traveling the nation, standing alongside GOP governors.
From red states, blue states, and purple states.
Saying, let's do for the country what GOP governors have done for their states.
And even as recently as last week, Governor Snyder was still pushing for a governor as presidential material. The dream still lives.
There's fewer of them today, but I said my preference was always for a governor in some fashion.
Fewer by the process of elimination.
Yeah, Governor, only John Kasich remains, battling Donald Trump for Kasich's home state of Ohio tomorrow in an effort to deny the business tycoon a clear path to the nomination.
This is not how the Republican Governors Club saw things working out.
Yes, but Rick, is this Republican presidential election at all how the GOP saw things turning out?
Yeah, anyone? No, fair point. There is actually a fight now over who controls the Republican, quote, brand.
Yeah, who really represents Republican ideas? Is it Trump? Is it congressional leaders? Is it the governors?
Not that the same battle isn't going on among Democrats, but just not with the same intensity.
Mm-hmm. And we know the battle for ideas, the so-called soul of the party, it always reaches a fever pitch in presidential elections. But come November 12, governor seats will also be up for election, eight of which right now lean towards the Democrats.
Four to the GOP. What lessons do these state house races offer? What do they portend, oh, you governors?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.